KO4CBA Mobile.
KO4PXB.
Well, tell me it ain't so, and what have you been up to?
Yes, sir, it is. I have imaged two computers a day. I have fixed a user's login issue. Pretty much IT stuff.
I just finished eating supper at the Tipsy Taco and headed back to the house. My wife was already over this way, so I drove my vehicle over here and met her. And because we would have just gotten in her vehicle and come right back over here, so... But anyway.
Yep. So I'm going to definitely make it home and think about the course of time to eat. And then I'm in a bowling tournament on Friday night. So that's what we'll be doing until probably about the 9:30 time frame.
Now, I've always enjoyed bowling. I don't know. I guess I just had... Well, you know, being in the ministry, you just have a lot to do. 11, 365, and you know, I had a full plate with all my duties, so I really didn't have time for any extracurricular activities. I did play tennis some, but not on a regular basis.
That's pretty much the way I am when during the evening time frame. Pretty much just relaxed, and my wife and friend asked me, about being the chain to the anchor that pretty much weighs them down, because I haven't had bowled regularly in 10 years. But like I said, haven't done too bad, hurt them too bad.
Like I said, bowling is fun, at least to me, and it's a good sport, especially in the winter time, because it's indoors.
That is definitely true, and after this amount of time frame, I finally switched to a different bowling ball, because even with the new one I switched to, I bowl straight down the lane, so if I release it wrong on the wrong board, it doesn't move at all. I don't do any kind of hook bowling or anything like that. It's straight, so pretty much either I get, if it's a horrible spare, like the separated, then I'm pretty much just going to get one of them. I don't get both of them.
KK46B, where do you bowl? What lanes do you bowl at?
The golden lanes are in Simpsonville and Malden area.
Oh, roger that. I bowled semi-pro back 25, 30 years ago, and I've been thinking about getting back in it. I've let my sanction card and all run out. What do you have to do about getting sanctioned again?
I'm driving right now, but like I said, I could look at my card. There's a, I think, professional bowling league tournament that you just join the membership of that. I think it's like, I'm not even sure of the cost of it, but then you'll get a membership card to the league bowling, and then when you join the league, you just show them that card, and then you can bowl pretty much when you find one.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting back into it. But it won't be anytime soon because I just had back surgery and it's probably going to be another year or so. So I might get back into it and bowl probably next winter if I'm able. KK4HXB.
Definitely fun and definitely good exercise to do.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like tennis, I have fun and I get good exercise at the same time, so it's kind of a win-win. Yeah, it's funny. I can play for a while there. I was up to playing 9 times a week, hour and a half matches at the minimum, and yeah, that's a lot of tennis, but I never got any better. I just still make the same mistakes, and I've taken a few lessons, but they have really helped a lot, because I'm afraid to implement them, because I've been hitting the ball one way all my life, and the switch over is just kind of difficult. So I'm trying to wait until I get a little better at it.
Yep, that's what I pretty much also told the guy when I was started bowling on his league. And he was saying, well, you know, here do this different, here do that different. I was going, you want me to bowl on the league, going to mess me up, trying to sit there and try to have me change in the middle of a league or starting to change now. And at one point in time, he gave me a wrist brace to put on, and that really messed me up. I'm going, so I took that off, and I've pretty much been bowling the way that I feel comfortable and the way I've been doing for over 30 years.
Bowling that long, you know, right or wrong, and you know, you can get the job done, then I'd stick with it. I guess I wanted to improve. I just feel, you know, stuck, and I'm rated at a 3.0, which is the general rating that they give most everybody. Unless they're a beginner, you're 2.5. But I used to be a 3.5. I used to consistently beat 3.5s. But I quit playing for about 18 months. And when I started back, I started at this sports club. And, you know, they have clay courts and predominantly. And so, and that's a different kind of tennis too. So, it was like starting over. It was real frustrating. And I've gotten back to 3.0, but I just can't get any better. And the pro has me hitting the ball correctly, like you're supposed to hit it, but like I said, I'm just not confident enough to use it in a game yet. But I have, you can rent the, what's that thing called, the ball machine, and and you can practice your whatever you want to practice. And and I've got that. I paid for it for a year, and so I've got it till sometime in the fall of next year. So, oh Lord, here it comes. We got a couple of hot rods over here on my right. Be nice to see what they do at the green light.
Yeah, hopefully that they'll make it through without too much injury or stupidity going on, just so they can get ahead.
I thought they were going to, one try to get beside the other, but the guy in front turned into a gas station. So, I guess he's been hot rodding that thing so much that he's burned all his gas up. Got to get some more.
could be. Yeah, we had a little bit of slowdown on Highway 14 right there on around 80, and one more exit above it. All the traffic lights are out, so everyone was using it as a four-way stop, which they should.
I'm sitting here at Wade Hampton and Watson Road. I guess it's a cut-through road. It goes over the railroad tracks, but it brings me out just above, just south of, or actually west of my subdivision. And I thought I had a little break here. I was going to be able to, you know, make the left turn and not have to wait on traffic, but this car pulled up from, you know, going opposite way, and he wanted to turn left, and he blocked my view, so I just didn't want to take any chances.
Yep. In situations like that, just let them have it, and it's not worth it.
You know, I've been in several accidents, nothing major, but at least one of them was my fault. I know. But, you know, I try to drive defensively most of the time. I feel like I'm losing my voice here. I'm not sure what's going on. Anyway, but this is it's a nice little cut through. It comes out right at the right at the railroad bridge on Rutherford. It goes over all the railroad tracks, and then you see Channel 16. All their satellite dishes, and as soon as you see them, I'm turning left into my subdivision. So, but I like going that way. But sometimes the train will have stopped there, and one time they stopped there for 2 weeks, and it was a long train, and they blocked all the intersections going, you know, westbound on Rutherford, and so you couldn't get to anything. You had to go all the way to Wade Hampton or you know, or at the other end of Rutherford, you had to go all the way, you know, to that end of Rutherford just to get on Wade Hampton or wherever you were headed to. It was convoluted. but some about the station or whatever they call it down there, they wouldn't let that train, you know, pull in, so they just had to, the engines just drop the cars and, you know, left that sitting there. It was real interesting. But I've never seen that happen before.
Having a train across the track not moving is definitely can get annoying, because I was probably stuck behind a train one time because I was blocked in by other cars behind me, so I couldn't go anywhere, and we'd sat there probably about 20 minutes before I finally could get people to back up and I could just go around and turn the other way.
KB4CBA. Yeah, the funniest thing about this was, like, you know, I'd go down, we'd be going to see our daughter and lives in Powdersville, and so we'd go down Rutherford, you know, westbound, and every one of those intersections, a ton of them, people would be sitting there and that train was stopped, and they'd be sitting there with their turn signal on, you know, like that train was going to start up and move, and it sat there for 2 weeks. I guess they finally figured out that it wasn't going to go anywhere. But they'd be like that at every intersection, waiting for that train to move. Oh, but, you know, if there's a stop train, I'm not waiting for it. No. But anyway. Well, I'm sitting in my garage, so I'm going to jump off the air here and go inside. And I think my wife wants me to install an ironing board that goes, you know, it folds up against the wall, and then you can let it down. And she wants it installed there where the washer and dryer are, naturally. And so I guess we'll go in there and discuss where that's going. But you have a good rest of the day. And if I don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas. I hope I do before then, but if I don't, Merry Christmas to you, and I'll clear out of here after your final KP4CPA.
Hi, sir. I'll definitely talk with you in another time. Please, you and your wife and family, have a safe and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's KO4PXB.